It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
I almost feel bad about that opener, except for the fact that Tom Lydon has a great sense of humor. And of course, if you didn't get the point, he has no hair. So it's, I almost feel bad, but not.
Don't feel bad, Chuck. You know, it's funny. Hair loss kind of is like the stock market. You know, for those of us that are follically challenged, let's say, you know, you sit back and let Mother Nature do its work and, you know, it can be painful over time, or you can take the bull by the horns like many of us have, and as a New York Times reporter recently said, just shave it. It's kind of like walking into your boss's office and saying, you can't fire me, I quit. So some of us have chosen to do that, and I look at ETFs as a way of saying, market, you're not going to force me to just take what you're giving me. I'm going to take the bull by the horns.
There you go. That's a great analogy. And as somebody who I no longer have a forehead, I have a 5-head. I'm working on a 6-head. I may wind up getting to where I join you in this. Although, first I'm going to get to where I have a schmohawk. You know, a mohawk is where you've shaved the sides and you've got it down the middle. I'm sort of naturally going towards a schmohawk. That's where all I'll have is on the sides. So.
Age is beautiful, isn't it?
Enough about hair. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. He is the president of Global Trends Investments. And I should point out that he joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom. So now I need to know, as we take a look at this, your ETF of the week is...
the PIMCO Total Return Fund. All of us know about the legendary Silk Road.
So we are talking about PIMCO's Total Return Fund. It is ticker symbol BOND, B-O-N-D. And you know, this was supposed to be a game changer, Tom. When it came out, Bill Gross, active manager, great guy. Does it really change the game?
Well, I think it does. You look at it in a short period of time, less than 2 months, this fund has gained $600 million. And you think about the Gross legacy. He's been around for 30 years in a declining interest rate environment. The granddaddy, the PIMCO Total Return Conventional Mutual Fund, is about to have its 25th anniversary. With an annualized return of over 8%, just incredible performance. The big question is, can he bring that type of performance with active management to the ETF space? And all eyes are on him now. And so far out of the gates, they're doing a great job.
Well, they're not just doing a great job. So far out of the gate, the ETF has actually done better than the traditional fund. And I'm not sure anybody understands why that is. Can you point us in the direction, Tom? Why is that happening?
Well, you know, there are some that are saying, well, Bill is making sure that that's happening and he's goofy. But on the other hand, I mean, honestly, there are some differences. So with actively managed ETFs, they can't use derivatives. Is that actually helping them out in some regard? And also the pure size of the conventional total return fund, $250 billion. It's like a big steamship trying to navigate that and change it with the times. A little bit more flexibility with a smaller ETF, and maybe that's benefiting the ETF right now. But the bottom line is, in that space, when you look at how much money is looking for safety and yield, especially when you look at money market funds, it's a great alternative.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get just away from this fund a hair as we talk about this, because, of course, you pointed out that PIMCO Total Return, the traditional fund, over the past quarter century, has provided an annualized return of about 8.5%. And we've already said, well, there's a little bit of flexibility in things that Bill Gross is able to do. While people are talking about this being a game changer, how many other active fund managers with great track records could suddenly say, hey, I'm going to create an ETF version of my fund, and where you might expect this? I mean, would it only happen with great bond fund managers, a Jeff Gundlach or a Dan Fuss, for example, Jeff Gundlach from Double Line, Dan Fuss from Luma Sales? Or could it happen in stocks with like a Will Danoff from Fidelity Contra Fund? How many places can this actually happen? Or is Gross just that unique?
Well, I think he's testing the waters for everyone, because the big fear is that you can go in, see the daily transparency on the ETF, and basically see where he's going. And, you know, our actively managed ETFs, because of daily transparency, a way to front run large managers with great long-term track records. Bill Gross is saying, I don't care. I'm in the space. I'm committed to ETFs. We as PIMCO are committed to ETFs, and we know that this is the future. I think what's going to happen, if he continues to be successful and garner assets, you're not only going to see other fixed income managers enter the space, but also equity managers. And there are some, for example, like T. Rowe Price, great fund managers, low expense ratios in general, and they miss the whole ETF game. Are they going to enter with active management? Maybe. And really, up until this point, it has not been a personality industry as far as the ETF space is concerned. It's been all index-based. Now you've got a rock star in Bill Gross, who's getting a lot of attention.
And should we point out that when we look at this fund, I mean, it obviously is something that you're looking at right now, but does that change if we get to a point where the interest rate environment changes dramatically?
Well, I think so. It's not only what happens during rising interest rates, and we all know how that affects bonds in general, but specifically when you look at treasuries, it can be devastating. So right now, you can see that Gross is already starting to add more to the mortgage market. And this is the market that was devastated just 3 short years ago. And to see PIMCO having a little bit more confidence on the mortgage side, that might bode well for the future.
I'm afraid we're out of time, so we're going to cut you off there. I need to point out, it's the PIMCO Total Return ETF, ticker symbol BOND. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Investments and the editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
Money Life will be right back with the big interview. Stay with us.